This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning, I'm Austin Cope. The time is 8:50. As you might already know, today is my last day here with you on KSJD. I'm leaving to pursue a two-year fellowship in northern India. As with many life-changing events, today has come up quickly. It was almost like yesterday that I was posting random news, and I was. As some of you might also know, this is not the first time I've said goodbye to the KSJD listening area. After I graduated from high school here in 2010, I moved to Brussels for a year. I also went to college in northern Ohio for 4 years after that. It was there, and in the summers I spent back at home, that I learned to really appreciate the mountains and deserts and the wide open spaces of our region. And I knew that I would probably come back. But when I took this job at the beginning of 2016, I kind of had no idea what I was getting into. I didn't realize that public radio can be a pretty challenging place to work. On the outside, we can sound polished and professional, but on the inside, we're often scrapping things together and trying to stay afloat. That's true with a lot of places you go, but here in public radio, it can be a little unexpected. But I'll reflect on more on the unexpected things in a moment. We live in a polarizing and challenging time for our democracy. I've sat here in the studios and listened to the voices of children after school shootings, to the adults who don't seem to know how to respond. I've listened to measured discussions about the threat of nuclear war and to report after report after the threats of climate change. I've heard about attacks on the press throughout the world. At some points, like you, as I listened to these stories, I felt paralyzed. It's really hard to know what to do. I think having the information out there is a good first step. But speaking of unexpected things, I didn't expect to help set up a community radio news department in my hometown. I didn't expect to find myself driving across the desert of southeastern Utah in a spring downpour last year with an old field recorder and a microphone in the back of my car. I was attending a press conference with the Secretary of the Interior. I didn't expect to pose questions about public policy to my former middle school librarian, who now happens to be the mayor of Cortez. I didn't expect to call up the station's next executive director and be in the studio as she addressed the KSJD audience for the first time. And I didn't expect to be laughing with my coworkers and KSJD's new morning host as we stood on the corner of Main and Market Street yesterday as we felt the raindrops for the first time in months. So, despite the challenges, my experience working here has been incredibly valuable to me. I want to say thank you to all my colleagues, all my mentors, and most importantly, to my listeners for all of your support. Before I go, I want to reflect on a paradox that I have encountered in my relatively short time working as a radio journalist. It might sound especially paradoxical for a radio host to say, but here we go. I think that some of the best moments in radio happen when the microphone is turned off. I'll explain that a little more. You know, it might be obvious, but people act differently when a microphone is on. It's like you're speaking with a slightly different person, someone who knows they're speaking to a broader group of people. I know that happens with me, and it's happened to most of the people I've interviewed. When they know your mic is not picking up what they're saying, people usually start telling you everything you wanted them to say. Sometimes they say more than you want, sometimes they say less. It's a well-known part of radio and of journalism in general. Many of the experts in radio and in journalism give trainings on how to get people to say the things you want them to say, except actually say them on tape. When I first started as a journalist, it drove me crazy to not be able to capture those things. I wanted to get everything across and to have the best and most genuine information out there. I really still do. But when I started, sometimes I would turn the microphone back on and add on to the interview and then find myself having to do hours of editing. It never sounded good as I hoped. So eventually, I started to give up. I started to put as much energy into the in-person, off-tape conversations as I did to my interviews and my stories. And that's when I realized the off-mic moments can be some of the most valuable. That's when you hear people's most poignant stories. It's when you hear the jokes from your colleagues that are the most inappropriate for public radio. And it's when you hear the juiciest news from people who don't quite yet want it to go out on the airwaves. On a deeper level, I think turning off the microphone has made me feel lucky to develop connections with people not only as sources, but as humans who can be so complex that it's impossible to convey who they are in a news story. Of course, I'm not saying that we shouldn't share stories and report information. News is now more important than ever, especially local news. Those who are silenced should have the opportunity to speak, and those in power should be held accountable. As a tagline of the Aspen Daily News says, quote, if you don't want it printed, don't let it happen, end quote. We should remain completely committed to the importance of a free press and a free exchange of ideas. But as I get ready to turn this microphone in this studio off for the last time, I know that some of the best moments will happen after it's off. I'm not saying that only about myself. I'm saying that to all of you as well. Here in our society, we have so many figurative and literal microphones, so many ways of staying connected and sharing information. Many of them are important, but sometimes we can also get so obsessed with recording and sharing information that we run the risk of forgetting how to find meaning without recording it. So I encourage you to turn off your proverbial microphones as well, just every so often, not all the time. I'm not saying forever, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't speak up when you need to. I'm simply saying that we need to make time to listen to each other. I think it's important to remember that the moments we share are not only those we record, or the ones that are on the radio, or the internet, or on the phone. They're the moments that are so complex, so profound, so magnificent, that words and media can't even begin to do them justice. And those are the moments we should live for. As a journalist, I can tell you, the stories will follow. Thank you for all your support, and thank you for listening. I'm Austin Cope.